The state DOT has just finished a major road project, the Marquette Interchange in Milwaukee. But there's also work ahead on I-94 south of Milwaukee, the Zoo Interchange in Milwaukee County, and other highway and passenger rail proposals. DOT Secretary Frank Buzzalaki says he hopes another economic stimulus bill being talked about in Washington may be a source of more funding.
Dollars that would be sent back to the state that would have to be turned around quickly means that there would have to be projects that the different states would have to bring forward and start so that you could put people to work.
Buzzalaki did not provide a dollar figure for Wisconsin, but Minnesota officials are hoping for $300 million for roads and bridges. Buzzalaki says he isn't sure if the federal government will also raise its tax on gasoline. In Wisconsin, the Transportation Development Association has just released a report that encourages the state to keep up the highway and transit infrastructure. Association Executive Director Craig Thompson says the money should come from transportation users.
Gas tax, registration fees, the governor has talked about an oil assessment. All of those, I think, are on the table as reasonable ways to fund what we need to do.
Governor Doyle is again talking about a fee on oil companies, an idea that didn't make it through a Republican-controlled state assembly. Come January, Democrats will control both houses of the legislature, and what they're willing to do for roads and transit will be another test for their leaders. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.